My name is Ryan Miller, and I've spent the last 15 years helping hundreds of people just like you to raise millions of dollars for their funds and for their startups. I am on a mission to help investors and founders to create new jobs, extreme wealth, and the dream life they deserve. Join me as we peel back the curtains and explore fresh ideas and dynamic personalities as we all move toward our dreams of making billions. Let's get into it. This week, I'm going to take you deep into the long game strategy I use to build a network of high net worth individuals that I rely on when raising capital for all my deals. You don't want to miss it. Plus, I uncover three disciplines I continue to use today to create and grow the capital raising, deal finding, hilarious group of friends who have continually flowed cash and opportunities to me for years. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of Making Billions. I'm your host, Ryan Miller, and today we are going to talk about the one question I get asked a lot, which is, how did you raise all that capital? Well, today I will take you deeper on how I positioned myself in the early days to leverage my reputation and my relationships to build a network of high net worth individuals that would later on fund all the deals I presented. See, when raising capital, it really comes down to two key strategies, in my opinion. A long game strategy and, well, a short one. My experience has taught me that the short game strategy can get you money faster, but perhaps not as much as you need to get a deal over the finish line. The long game strategy, however, can yield you more money, but it does take a while. So today, we are going to talk about the long game strategy I used and the three disciplines you can implement today that can yield you massive capital for your next project, fund, or startup. Playing the long game in raising capital for me started when I arrived in Canada at the peak of the global recession. See, when I arrived, I had no friends, no connections, no experience to speak of. And perhaps many of you find yourself in the same position today. Whether you do or you don't, here's how you can get started from where you're at to have liftoff in your capital raising efforts. So step one is to make a clear picture of what you want this work to bring into your life and what will happen when it does. You see, I've learned at a young age that success is really the outcome of many things going right. However, where it all starts is knowing what you want. So I got to work painting a clear vision of my life, how much it costs, and how and why my journey in making billions could be fun. And I would challenge each of you to start here. What do you want out of your life? And if you're feeling really ambitious, you can make a movie that highlights all the things the future has in store for you and even put pictures around your office. The point is, this must provide you with whatever it is you need to stay focused over the long term. This helped me tremendously when getting started and staying the course. The second step in the long game strategy is to write down what you want people to know you for and what problems you will solve for them repeatedly. Then get to work on building your skills and applying them on profitable deals. So I realized I needed to get the word out about my reputation. So what did I do? Well, I asked myself, what do I want people to know me for when considering bringing me in on their deals? And to me, that was obvious. I wanted people to know me as an expert in finance and deal structuring. See, the problem I wanted to solve for people was how to value a deal, negotiate a deal, and, well, fundraise for a deal. So I applied to grad school and I studied nights and weekends to finish my grad degree, which, by the way, I chose to have my capstone program be on negotiation as well as mergers and acquisition strategies. After that, I took a lot of financial courses online on building financial models. Regardless of what it is for you, the point is to build a skill set that people will trust when understanding what value you provide on their deal. So in my case, I got quite good at modeling deals, structuring operations, and mitigating risks. So with a grad degree in financial modeling skills in hand, I decided it was time to roll out my next phase of my strategy and get started on realizing my dreams even more than I was before. I would make it a point to go out and buy anyone a coffee and just ask them about their story so I could learn as much about people around me as I could. And I also made it a point to never eat alone. So this led me to commit to the first two disciplines, which are never eat alone and always ask people about their story. You see, these two disciplines force my focus to always consider how to strike up conversations with other professionals around me and expand my contacts list. This led me to my third discipline, which is be generous. It was through this third discipline of generosity that pushed me to always contact people that had the reputation of dealmaker. When I would learn of their story and the deals they were doing, I always offered to help for free. And this, my friends, opened a lot of doors in the early days. You see, when you're on the right deal, you meet even more people operating at the highest level. Well, at least that was the case for me. You see, when I was on those deals, these people represented massive oil tycoons, land developers, and even a crown prince from overseas. And the problem I was solving for them was to build financial models, determine the value of the deal, and provide counsel on the path forward. So here I was in my late 20s, early 30s, sitting at the table with oil tycoons, land developers, and even royalty, just wondering, wow, this actually worked. And I was just in awe how quickly I leveled up. And it all started just by being generous with my skills and my viewpoint on each of their deals. And eventually I was rewarded with a stronger reputation in higher circles, which led to getting compensated by people that had the power to do so. Finally, I was seeing my reputation and relationships expand, all made possible through those three disciplines. Never eat alone, always ask people about their story, and be generous. Even today, these have become so deeply rooted that they just come out naturally. Now, I can't guarantee that all the things will work out the same for you. I can tell you that by never eating alone and asking people about their story, as well as being generous, has been incredibly valuable in my pursuit of making billions. Now that this part of my strategy was stabilized, the next thing I did was contact my alma mater and offer to present in their next panel discussion on finance. And this too was incredibly valuable. I was able to speak on leadership and finance, and it was here that I learned two new lessons. One, speaking at universities is extremely prestigious, and it will put your reputation into overdrive. And two, many professors, they have side funds and projects and are deeply connected into the world that they teach. Getting in with them changed the game for me beyond measure. Since it's perceived in many higher circles that speaking at universities means you're an elite player in your field, I leveraged that perception to complete my next step, sitting on boards. You see, it was a mentor of mine that taught me that sitting on boards is the ultimate rich person networking event. Sitting on boards of charities, hospitals, universities, and in my case, the local Philharmonic Orchestra, can be another way to boost your reputation and your relationships. So that's what I did. So in the dead of Canadian winter, I offered to take a colleague out for a hot chocolate. It was here that I learned of his connection to the board of the local orchestra. And as I asked him about his story, he began to see that it would probably be quite handy to have me come in and give my expertise on deal structure and building financial models. Well, here my colleague and I got them on a 3-year budget. See, it was relatively easy for me, but it meant the world to the organization. See, this led me to support the orchestra, but more importantly, this gave me access to other high-caliber patrons of the symphony. It was a memorable experience, to say the least. But more importantly, it satisfied my vision of making the pursuit of billions a lot of fun. So today, I continue to remain true to the three disciplines of growing my relationships while sitting on boards and consulting new founders and fund managers on strategies for their business. It is my hope for each and every one of you to implement the three disciplines of raising capital, to find board seats to fill, and to have the best memories along the way. Well, that's it for me, friends. I'm wishing you all the success in implementing those three disciplines in raising capital in your pursuit of making billions.
Wow.
What a show. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, if you haven't done so already, be sure to leave a comment and review on new ideas and guests you want me to bring on for future episodes. Plus, why don't you head over to YouTube and see extra takes while you get to know our guests even better. And make sure to come back for our next episode where we dive even deeper into the people, the process, and the perspectives of both investors and founders. Until then, my friends, stay hungry, focus on your goals, and keep grinding towards your dream of making billions.